So can six-term Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York hang on to his job after his admission yesterday that he sent pictures of himself to women who weren't his wife over Twitter? Here's Democratic political consultant James Carville's assessment on ABC this morning with George Stephanopoulos.
It's going to be iffy. And one of the reasons is he's a talented guy, but he's not a particularly popular guy in the caucus. And they're really mad at him. You can just see it. Former Speaker Pelosi is furious. She would be at this kind of behavior.
Well, Weiner is so far following the well-thumbed playbook. He first denied accusations, then there was yesterday's tearful admission, and his refusal to resign because he said he hadn't broken any laws. But today, the head of the Republican Party said Weiner should resign, and Democratic Congressional Leader Nancy Pelosi, as we just heard, has called for a congressional ethics investigation. Ben Smith is national reporter and blogger for the news site Politico.com. And Ben, you lay this out as if Weiner is going through sort of the five stages of confessional. You say he's in the final act of a political sex scandal, the struggle for survival.
Yeah, I mean, I think, there is this very traditional, as you put it, a denial and then the admission of guilt in which, according to the sort of tactical playbook, you're supposed to just sort of get all the bad stuff out at once, which Anthony Weiner seems, to have about 80% done. And now there's always a moment when everybody says, oh, he's got to go, he's got to resign. And some politicians kind of like look into that abyss and just quit, like Eliot Spitzer, for instance, after a couple of days of public storm, quit. But they don't have to quit. Larry Craig, who was arrested in an airport bathroom for soliciting oral sex from an undercover police officer, everybody said you have to quit, and he said, I don't have to quit, and he didn't quit, and there's no law that he has to quit. So I think, Weiner has kind of looked at that, both of those examples and many others, and decided, you know what, he doesn't have to quit.
Well, there may be no law that you have to quit, but are there some sort of congressional rules? I mean, we keep hearing the line that you have to comport to sort of the standards of Congress. Is that something that someone can measure? I mean, given what we're hearing out of Congress.
Yeah, Congress is empowered to investigate itself. And the standards are not traditionally sky high, although they are also very flexible when they want to, if it's an unpopular, isolated figure internally like Weiner, they're probably more likely to be hard on him. But, it's unclear what sort of abuses of government resources, for instance, he's supposed to have done. A lot of these guys call their girlfriends or boyfriends on the telephone, so it seems unlikely that they would bust him for that. And I think, I'm not sure how comfortable they're going to be with a precedent of throwing somebody out for acting uncongressionally. And it's not, for instance, what John Ensign was basically drummed out for, where he, used his government money to essentially pay somebody off. There, so far, there's nothing like that.
Well, but we're hearing from Republicans that there should be a sort of, I'm trying to find the language here, well, tit for tat, that, Congressman Chris Lee, who sent that shirtless picture of himself on Craigslist, is gone. Congressman Eric Massa, who resigned after admitting to behavior like tickling young male aides, is gone. So there's a sense of, hey, wait a minute, where are the Democrats pushing him out? And others are noting that there don't seem to be many Democrats, as James Carville said, standing there with him, so coming out in support of him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's probably the in a way, a very major problem for him is that he's always been sort of resented by his colleagues in the New York delegation, who see him as more a show horse than a workhorse. And he also, his main role has been to go on television and defend Democratic talking points. And so when he says, I want to, put my nose to the grindstone and go back to my job, it's kind of not clear what that job is.
Well, and yet, there are a lot of progressives who, cheered him on because he was one of the only ones who would go on, for instance, MSNBC and be the defender of things like the health reform law. So he did have supporters. But are they in New York? Isn't that one of the biggest questions?
Well, he had been this popular outer, Queens, Brooklyn congressman with a base and sort of, white ethnic conservative Democrats in the outer boroughs. And he... And with what he had emerged, though, in the last couple years as this kind of fighting liberal, which was a perfect combination to run for mayor of New York, keeping the faith with his constituency, the outer boroughs, while wooing the kind of wealthy, more liberal Manhattan voters with his MSNBC appearances. I don't think, but I think he's now not worried about running for mayor. He's worried about keeping his seat, and you're going to see him out there, filling potholes and you know, working on his constituent service, I would imagine.
Well, Ben Smith, what's the larger conversation going on here? This comes under the umbrella just of powerful people doing stupid things. We have the stories of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the potential French presidential candidate. We mentioned Chris Lee. And this is all happening when people know that there are, in the case of this political story, conservative investigators like Andrew Breitbart out there just waiting for people to do something stupid. Is there a bigger conversation about, you know, what is going on?
I don't think there is. I mean, you know, like, I think, you know, he was asked yesterday, how do you explain this? And he sort of said, if you're looking for psychological insight, you know, don't look at me. I mean, this was the most incredibly risky thing he could have done. I mean, he would have been better off picking up prostitutes on 8th Avenue. That would have been less risky than putting, you know, digital photographs of yourself all over the Internet to strangers. And he's, you know, a tech-savvy guy who obviously knew this. And I mean, beyond some, you know, whatever kind of psychological interpretation people want to put on it, I don't think it really says much about Congress.
Well, you know. Well, but it, you know, it just says something about, I mean, this was the guy who was supposed to be more advanced on social media than anyone else.
And little did we know exactly how advanced he was.
Yeah.
I don't think this was a matter of his not understanding the technology. It was a matter of his being sort of seduced by this, you know, experience.
Well, and we'll leave that to the psychologists and the pontificators. I heard someone today say this is about narcissism. And when you have so many different ways to admire your image now, it's going to be difficult, for people to not fall for that. But meanwhile, what does this mean for New York? He'd always been said to be the candidate for mayor of New York. And others have said, too, that this was good timing for Anthony Weiner in that there's a real long cycle till the next election. Do you think that's even possible anymore?
No, I don't think he can't run for it. He was going to run for mayor in 2013, and I think he probably can't now. We're still in this early moment when everybody thinks there's no horizon past this. You know, sometimes some of these guys get past it, some of them don't. I think if he survives, and Barney Frank, for instance, who weathered a terrible scandal, Anthony could turn himself into a serious legislating congressman, or he could turn himself into a serious pothole-filling congressman. Those are sort of the two models. And I do imagine he will reemerge, whether he's a member of Congress or not, as a, you know, favorite television commentator. Cracking jokes about his past scandal.
Well, we will wait to see one, hope not. Ben Smith, national reporter and blogger for the news site Politico.com. Ben, thanks as always.
Thank you so much for having me.